This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. He calls it a hydro calculator, and John Reed has been wanting to create one for years.
What it is a website, a lot like websites that will calculate your carbon footprint, only this allows you to study a hydroelectric dam and figure out not only the carbon footprint of the dam, but also the economic benefits from the dam and how many people and what sort of ecosystems will be affected by its construction.
Reed is the president of the Conservation Strategy Fund, a Sebastopol-based nonprofit dedicated to applying economic analysis to development and environmental issues in developing nations. Available in Spanish and English, with Portuguese soon to be added, the new hydro calculator is designed as a resource for use by groups in the Central and South American tropics, where Reed has seen a, you should pardon the expression, flood of new dam proposals coming forward.
The tropics, and particularly the mountainous parts of the tropics, are poised at the beginning of a potential wave of dam building. And there are some important decisions to be made about which dams are good dams and which dams are bad dams. A good dam is a highly productive, low-impact dam. A bad dam is an inefficient and high-impact dam.
The calculator can help assess those relative impacts based on some basic information about what is being proposed.
Its cost, how long it will take to build, the location, the size of the reservoir, and a general idea about numbers of people and the kind of ecosystem that will be flooded. And what the calculator does is put the economic, environmental, and social information all together in one place and allow a user to compare that dam to all the other dams that have been analyzed by users of the hydro calculator.
Among the considerations that get analyzed, Reed adds, are terrain, which dictates the area that will be flooded behind the dam, and how near or far it is from the grid to which it will provide electricity.
If a dam is accessible to the national grid, there is zero or very little transmission infrastructure cost. However, if it's in the middle of nowhere where the ecological impacts tend to be higher, there's also a significant transmission infrastructure cost.
Now that the hydro calculator is available, Reed says the next step is developing tools to help would-be users find the information they need to perform the assessments.
What we'd like to do is make finding the information to put into the tool easier. We're interested in working with a partner like Google who has the intellectual resources to figure out how to find information easier and build some of that functionality into the tool so that people don't get stumped as soon as they come across a field they don't have the data for.
Development of the hydro calculator took about a year and $100,000 in grant support from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund and the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation. While it has been prepared first for use in Latin America, Reed notes that this tool can also be applied anywhere that new dams are under consideration, including Southeast Asia, Central Africa, or even California. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.